Good morning and welcome to our Sunday morning worship on this Trinity Sunday. Welcome, and it's so good to be able to join together in worship, even though we can't be together. And I'm sorry it's sound only. Technical difficulties make anything else very difficult. But please do feel welcome, and do feel that you're not alone. This morning we're thinking of the Great Commission and how that is appropriate on Trinity Sunday. So let's welcome each other at the beginning of our service. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Our first hymn is going to be Thou Whose Almighty Word, a hymn that speaks of love, of the Spirit, of that Trinity God. There's no introduction, so please come straight in. And in that song, we sang about Jesus bringing redemption. Jesus coming on redeeming wing. He came to save us. He came to wipe us clean. And he is ready for anything. After I say, Father, forgive us, can you respond with save us and help us? God our Father, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, for turning away from you and ignoring your will for our lives. Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For behaving just as we wish, without thinking of you, Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For failing you by what we do and think and say, Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For letting ourselves be drawn away from you by temptations in the world about us, Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For living as if we were ashamed to belong to your Son. Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. So, as we've brought our confession, we turn to God and we receive his forgiveness. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for Trinity Sunday. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth, and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, now and forever. Amen. Our Bible reading for this morning is quite short, but power-packed. It's the last few verses of St. Matthew's Gospel, where we hear of this great commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We heard there of Jesus coming and sending those men out. The Great Commission, and we hear it on Trinity Sunday when we hear of that God in three persons. And on these two themes, we can capture so much. The reading not only tells us that Jesus gives the commission, but it tells us why he can give that commission. He was sending the disciples out to continue the work he'd started. But he didn't just send them out with nothing. He sent them out with great power. But he's also sending them out to go and meet people and to change, to encourage people to change. They were encouraged to go to people of all nations and make more and more disciples in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That in itself takes courage. How do we feel about going into unknown situations and speaking about the gospel? It's difficult enough to the people we know. These men were sent out to go everywhere. In addition, these men had been so close to Jesus. They'd learned from him. They'd loved him. And then they'd lost him. The man who not only was their friend, but he was the one who made everything possible. He made life make sense. And at the same time, they'd alienated themselves to the authorities by associating with him. And then, of course, they'd let him down at the end. They were nowhere to be seen. They were afraid. Afraid for their lives. Probably afraid of what Jesus would think of them. But Jesus held nothing against them. He said, "Go. In my name, I'm commissioning you." I was helped to grasp more of this by one writer who talked about looking for the four alls in that passage. The only four alls I'd known before was a pub. But no, these four alls that appear in those five verses. Two of these were around Jesus having the authority and helping. Jesus said he had all authority in heaven and on earth. God had given him every bit of authority. He assured them he'd be always with them. Wherever they went, whatever they did, he was there. He was everything they needed. They were given as much authority as they needed. They were given by the Holy Spirit what powers, what gifts they needed. And they always had Jesus by their side. That was a promise. The message given by the one they loved and had returned to them through the great power he had. That's just how much they were given. And then they were sent to all nations. Even those they would have had nothing to do with in the past. Those who were enemies. Those who would have treated them badly. They were sent to all nations as they were called. They were sent to teach a new message, a message of salvation. This is quite scary stuff. So what does that mean for us? Do we have to go out to all nations? I would say our role is what we're called to do. It may be front line. It may be going out there. But it also may be our role in empowering others to do that. By doing that, we are helping get that word out to others. It may be reaching out and encouraging those around us, in our streets, our families, our friends. It may be pointing people where they can get help, where they can receive this word. We need to pray for guidance. We need to listen. We need to read the Bible. We need to spend time with God. And when we get that guidance, we have to go. Whichever direction that is, we have to go. Remember, Jesus has all authority and he is always with us. Nothing can defeat us. Let's pray. Lord, instill in our minds that we can't be beaten if we go in your name and in your commissioning. Whatever the situation, You are bigger. You are more powerful. You are wiser. So, Lord, just help us to understand and give us the courage to do whatever you ask us. And Lord, we pray for your church here in Worthington. We pray for those around us who don't know you. The villages that recognise that they are part of this community. Lord, we know that you want people to come and you don't care where they're coming from, either in background or education or what they've done. You want them to come to you. You want them to come to you to find your guidance. We pray for our team, particularly Mary and Tim. And the church wardens who keep our churches going. Lord, we're a fairly spread community in our Flagstaff team, but help us to work together in your name. And Lord, we pray for our schools. Those that are already open, those that have been accepting children all the way through to help key workers, those who are due to open to more children. Be with those children that come in. Also be with those who aren't catered for at the moment. The children who haven't been given permission to return. Effectively, those who are having to sit it out. And we pray for your protection for teachers and other school staff. Lord, we just put them into your hands. We pray for our government and their advisers, all these top scientists, so much knowledge, so much ability. Lord, we know you've given them what they have, but we just pray that they'll work together. They'll take decisions based on the common good. But we do pray more that they do that by looking to you. And Lord, we pray for those who are suffering. We particularly pray this morning for Alan Phillips, very ill at the moment and having contracted COVID-19. Lord, be with him and his whole family, all of who are going through an awful time at the moment. We pray that they can just support each other, but we know that their greatest support can come from you. And we also pray for Shirley Gidlow recovering from a stroke, moving to a nursing home. Lord, we ask that you speed her recovery and help her to settle. And we also pray for any others who we may know. And we just take a few moments now. Lord, we pray for those who grieve. Those who are going through that awful time, suffering the loss of a loved one. we pray that they can find peace, that they can just find peace and someone to help them through this time. We sincerely hope that they do turn to you. Or maybe we can offer them your sign of peace. Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. And let's join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we're going to sing the Holy Trinity hymn. That hymn, so well known, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Thank you for joining us this morning, and please keep in touch, keep in communication with the church, and if there's anything we can do in this situation, please do contact one of the members of the church. And so we conclude our service with our blessing. May God give you and to all those you love his comfort and his peace, his light and his joy in this world and the next. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you evermore. Amen.